Warriors leading by three. Snaps a pass into VanVleet. VanVleet up the far sideline. Takes the heave at the buzzer. It's no good! It's no good! The Warriors hang on!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Little curious why the Warriors didn't foul there in the backcourt, but nevertheless, VanVleet missed the potential game tire right on line, just a little bit short. And I think you got to take that shot with 4 seconds to go and no timeouts.
I was like, man, it definitely was a thriller, Evan. But, Steiny, I thought that was on line. I go, you got to be kidding me. It's not going OT. It didn't. But do you have a problem real quick with me? And I mentioned it just, you know, a second ago. Şengün was everything and all that. When he was not guarded by Draymond Green, Steiny, he was 9 of 16 for 25 points, giving everybody else the business, but 3 of 12 for 6 points when Dre was on him. No problem with Udoka going to him on with Dre on him, huh?
I didn't really have a big problem with it. I wish I would have liked to have seen him get one more dribble deeper, because the little half hook he ended up taking was from about 13 feet, and I would have maybe tried to, you know, knock it down to about 8 or 9 feet, but Draymond's strong, and he kept him away from getting closer to the basket. Not a bad look, but not a conventional look for him either.
Just I thought he was too far out, Steiny.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I did too. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take a 3-1 lead over the Houston Rockets, and Game 5 comes tomorrow in Houston.
Fast.
And the Warriors, you know, they got to be ready, because I mean, the one thing that I'll give the Rockets is they play hard, and they've played hard every single game this series. Yesterday they got off to a terrible start, and I'm going to blame Jalen Green on it. I mean, that might have been the worst start to a game I've seen in a long, long time. And
they got an issue now, you know?
I mean,
Udoka, I don't know if you heard him after the game, so he's going to look at maybe making some changes into the starting lineup. I just assumed that meant Jalen Green. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, they're going back to Houston, so perhaps he'll play better at home, but... boy, he is not giving the Rockets very much at all.
8 points, Steiny.
And again, I mean, you know, the way I look at that game last night, obviously the Warriors had a bunch of heroes, starting with Butler and Pods. Green defensively was phenomenal, as always. And Buddy Hield was the player last night that really, really helped the Warriors win. And Quentin Post also in the first half chipped in. But I look at the Rockets, and they're not making their free throws. I think they're just not a smart enough team. Wow. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't think they're a smart enough team to beat the Warriors 4 times.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just don't think they are.
Playing out right there.
And they've got to grow up.
It's one of those things, if you allow me, Steiny, on the heels of the NFL draft, to give you a football analogy. But when you talk about how close the Rockets were, and last game I said it was 80 to, I mean, it was a tie game in the fourth quarter. But I feel like it's a offense that gets inside the red zone to the 10-yard line. They make a completion, and you're thinking with the game on the line, they get in, they win. And right now with that inexperience, the lack of foul shooting, they just don't have that that cachet to punch it in the end zone. And it's kind of a heartbreak hotel.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they are now up 3-1 against the Houston Rockets. And they look to close out the series tomorrow, which is Wednesday. If they get pushed to a sixth game, it's going to be on Friday. And now it's fair to keep an eye on that Minnesota Lakers series, because, you know, if they both can close out the tomorrow, I got to believe the playoffs, their playoff round will start this weekend.
Yeah, and then you get Ant-Man and company. Wow. Yeah.
Let's go to Richard in San Mateo. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
I'm all right. But, yeah, you know, I like what you just said, but I agree that Houston found ways to lose more now individually, worse than some great performances, but Houston is a team that just finds ways to lose.
Mm.
And they should, it should be 2-2 at least. But I not so much pat the back of the Warriors, but say, Houston, you're a bunch of dumbasses that find ways to lose. That's my take.
Well, they're young.
Yeah.
They're young.
So this is just par for the course, Donnie? This is how you get that experience?
They're young.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very, very young, and it has shown at various points in the series. And I do share some of the sentiment of Richard because, you know, the Warriors are going to have to play better.
Oh, no doubt.
And
no doubt.
To advance.
Right.
But, you know, then you also have to take into consideration the team they're playing and how physical it is. And so it's probably not going to be a series where the Warriors look great or the Rockets look great. So I'll give the Rockets credit for doing a nice defensive job overall on the Golden State Warriors. But, you know, I thought the Warriors were extremely fortunate last night.
They were down 7.5 and come out on a, what, 13-0 run? Like, if you're Houston or any playoff team, it can't just be that. You can't give it back that fast. You did. You got get back, but I'm with you, Stoney. So if you say you don't want to, I know we're not doing Rocket Radio, break up this Rocket nucleus and this young team, and this is just par for the course, then you're okay with it. But I'm watching that game like, man, we are lucky to come out 109-106. We really are.
Yeah, and to me, this is where, you know, you got to look at things realistically if you're both teams. This is, you know, the Warriors are up 3-1, but it's been closer than 3-1. I mean, the last two games have been right there for Houston. They haven't been able to take advantage. And I just think as the Warriors move forward, if they do move forward, they're not going to get as much help from the opposition in future rounds. They're going to have to be a little bit more buttoned up, I would have to say. Although the one thing they've done in this series is protect the ball. They have not turned, the Rockets are really struggling, but for a few stretches during a game where they can't really turn the Warriors over. And that's a problem because it takes away some of their easy baskets. And when they're playing half court offense, it's a crapshoot with their players.
But I'll say this to that, Stoney, and it's something that's been apparent to me. With that said, and the Warriors only turning the ball over 8 times, it just speaks to their individual defense, the Rockets, by, you know, keeping themselves in the game and sometimes coming back to take the lead and having the lead late in the fourth quarter because they're so good defensively that they're not doing it with the turnovers. You know what I mean? That they're not forcing. I got to ask you this. That game was almost 3 hours. It was referee gate in the first half. That second quarter felt like a summer. Did you have any problems the way the game was officiated?
Not really. I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is, what do you want the refs to do? I mean, it's a physical game.
Woo.
And I get it, we're in the Bay Area, but both teams are being physical. The refs are doing the best they can. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that's really hard to distinguish, you know, who did what, when, and was it intentional or not. I think they did the best they could. And the players, at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, decided the outcome. Dylan Brooks fouled Jimmy Butler. He just did.
And he made all three.
I mean, he just did. And, you know, Şengün gets a little half hook. You know, not a foul there on Draymond, so they didn't call a cheapie there. And, you know, I thought the players at least decided that ball game last night.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you or anybody listening, any basketball fan. Stoney, this is win or go home. But again, I'm a one-trick pony, but I just can't believe how porous the Rockets are at the free throw line. You lose by 3 and you miss 12 free throws as opposed to the Warriors making 20 of their 22. You just, like, if you're going to do that, that's, you're shooting yourself in both, you know, both feet.
Yeah, and I think,
like,
I think the foul shooting is something that's even bigger than 19 for 31. Because you look at a game like that, Warriors win by three. What do you do? You go to the box score and you see Rockets were 19 for 31. Well, that hurt them. That cost them the game probably. But it's worse than that when you're actually watching the game.
Mm.
Because with every miss at the foul line from the Rockets, or every miss two free throws for the Rockets when they couldn't make even one out of two, you can't win like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't win like that.
Yeah.
If I'm the Rockets, I look at that game and say, we should have won the game. Yeah. We got to make five more free throws. That's not too much to ask.
And as bad as Jalen Green was, Udoka sends him up to shoot a technical foul, and he just politely misses it. Just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, you know, it doesn't even matter. Rockets down three, and they're at the line, and they miss both, so they're still down three. Or the Rockets are up four, and a guy goes to the line, and he misses both, and they're still up four. And those things over the course of a game really, really take their toll, because they're giving away free points in those situations, and you're not taking advantage of it. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing, man?
3-1, baby.
Hey, Goo, you were right, man. This was the most exciting game that I have ever watched. I watched a lot of basketball in my lifetime, man. This had drama. It had aggression. It had people on the floor. It had every foul in the land. I mean, it was exciting. The first half was all mucked up, though, man. They were trying to get under our skin. In the second half, we came out and played basketball. But what I want to say, guys, is Jimmy, man, late in that game, when they're on the line, I'm reading lips, and I'm going to tell you what he was saying. He goes, I'm going to kick your ass. He's going, and then Dylan Brooks goes, yo, you're going to kick my ass? He's laughing, right? Hey, what happened when he threw the ball and he ran over top of him running back? Then when he tried to run the ball down on the steal, he hard fouled him. Five free throws and that one rebound, man. Jimmy Buckets, one of the greatest basketball players ever, with Steph Kerr. We're going to win a championship, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And if you want to talk about fortunes, Donnie, I got this from our guy, Double R, Raymond Ritter. Before Jimmy Butler, the Warriors were 16-16 in clutch games, and we lived that. And with Jimmy, Steiny, 12-4. And he is that difference maker, man. The dude was hampered. We all saw it. Made all his free throws, 12-12, 7-12. But he's a maestro. He's a conductor. He can play without the ball, and it's just been a godsend. But, man, if you would have told me yesterday at the golf course that Pods would go off for 26, 40 minutes, Steiny, we can't just – I mean, this is his second year, and they don't win that game without him, man.
No, they don't win that game without Pods.
My gosh.
I don't think they win it without Hield.
Yeah.
Certainly
Post,
Butler.
Yeah.
And they might not win it without Post either. I was looking at some of the plus-minus from last night, and to me, this is a game where the plus-minus lies.
Okay. All right, here we go.
You know, you look at Jimmy Butler, he's a plus two.
Get out of here.
I mean...
Yeah, that's a flagrant. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he was just a plus two, and... You know, you look at Amen Thompson, who I thought played pretty well.
Ooh,
he's a
he
minus 17.
He had a couple moves looking like T-Mac.
Quentin Post, who I thought was pretty good, was a minus 10. So, I mean, look, the way I look at plus minus is if I see Butler was a plus two, that leads me to believe that without Butler, they're a minus, you know, it's a mm-hmm. minus 12.
Yeah.
And so it's every bit as important to keep your plus minus down if you're in the minus as it is if you're in the plus and trying to increase the number of plus minutes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when if Curry and Butler aren't in the game and they have another fivesome out there and they play 6 minutes together, if that fivesome's a minus three against the Rockets first team, you'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jimmy Butler made all the plays down the stretch. Big boy rebound on the Şengün miss.
Ooh,
in a,
up
in a big
it.
Way. Just a tough playoff type of play for Jimmy Butler in terms of that rebound.
And I just moving forward, You know, we talked about it. You know, is it strength in numbers for the Warriors? Is it that mantra this year? And we said the others is by committee. And Stoney, through four games in this series, all the others have had their 15 minutes of fame. And last night it was Pods and Buddy. We saw GP2. But, man, my goodness, if they can keep this up, you know, the sky's the limit. Like, I really feel like with Jimmy Butler and his know-how and Dre and Steph, just with that three core, and I can't forget Kerr. What did you think about the Hack of Adams, who played 26 minutes? And I've been telling you, I want to see him out there. And we saw him out there more. But for Kerr to go to the Hack of Adams, I think that changed things. Got him off the court.
I mean, it was the second time in the series he's done it, fouling Adams. And, I mean, Adams is not as bad as they are as a free throw shooting team. Adams is among their worst free throw shooters. So, look, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
Right.
I mean, Nike. Because, you know, Adams is the kind of guy that I think if he plays those last few minutes and gets an offensive rebound, I mean, the Warriors are just going to take his head off. They're just going to foul him.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are he's not going to make two. And so I think Udoka probably figured that out and got him off the floor. Although, you know, Adams has been really good in this series.
Yeah, and I was waiting for him to get that offensive rebound, and maybe that's why they went faster than I thought, you know, just in case they missed it. But, you know, he was sealing off somebody, and Jimmy went up and got it, and now, Stoney, they are, I'm going to call it Janet Jackson, in control of this series.
Yeah.
For now.
Again, I expect the Rockets to play another game like they've played the first four on Wednesday. You know, it's one thing when you watch them walking off the court, they look a little demoralized. But because, you know, the one thing they have going for them is they are such a young team. And I feel like they'll come out with their home crowd behind them. I don't think they're going to give in. I don't think they're going to get blown out on Wednesday. So the Warriors are going to have to earn it, and they got three shots at trying to do that.
And how many teams lose, Stoney, just regular season playoff games where you shoot 48% from three? And that's what the Rockets did. You know, we talk about their lack of shooting, but last night they shot it, and they shot it well, but yet you couldn't win the ball game because you can't make the free throws.
And I don't know, kind of the way I look at it is, did the Rockets shoot it well? Not really. Fred VanVleet shot it incredibly well. I don't know what they were offhand without Van Vliet, but I bet it wasn't that great.
Well, they made three total without him, without his eight.
So they were 11 for
23. He was 8 of 12. So they were 3 of 11 from everybody else.
Yeah. Let's go to Coach in Los Altos. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Oh my gosh, what it is so great to hear you guys. Great show as usual. I think Guru just took a part of my take because I was going to comment on, I was there last night. In fact, I took this this little video at the end, and my wife is, she's a fan. She's a big fan. But last night, she's a freaked out fan. She's a fanatic.
Yeah.
And I got this video, and it's just, I just love it. I tweeted it out because I loved it so much. So what a game. What a game. I'm still, my voice is a little sore. I tell you, my body was tense. I was worn freaking out. I was walking up and down the stairs. Victor in our section, we're taking selfie. I mean, it was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So my three comments, guys, are this. One is we are just, and you've commented on it, but we are just a smarter basketball team. You know, they did try and muck it up, all that kind of stuff, but when you see the intelligence of, you know, and the communication, like Jimmy says, look, you get the stop, I'll get the rebound. I see them talking, you know, we're pretty close to the floor, and I see them talking all the flipping time. So we're just a smarter basketball team. Second, Kerr's a better coach. He's just a better coach. Not only did he do the, you know, Hack a Kiwi move, But how he gets them ready to come out in the third quarter, I was questioning when he started Buddy over Moses Moody, because I think Moody's been playing pretty strong. He's been pulling, you know, little yips a little bit, but I was surprised by that. Yet, what an incredible move that turned out to be, with Buddy picking Jalen Green's pockets twice and then, you know, chipping in 15. So that was a great move. And then finally, you know, you said that the officiating, I agree with you, Steiny. There's not a lot they can do. I really want to petition the league that I would really rather not change the game as much as they change the game for the playoffs, because it's just football basketball. It's holding, it's mugging, it's incredible. It's just a different game. And I as a basketball coach and player, I'm not sure I like it that much, to be honest.
Well,
but they did in what they could do. You know, they did a pretty good job. Curry said afterwards, when he said, "Hey, that's two on you," and he's the one that got the tech, he said, "Man, it's like a sibling." He said, "It's like they caught the second guy," because he goes, "Dylan said that to me. He gave me a one finger saying that's one."
Right.
He goes, and I responded, and boom, I get nailed.
Yeah.
So overall, though, oh, my God, I'll be there game six if there is a game six. I love you guys.
Nice. Thanks, thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call.
He's fired up, and the wifey. That's what it's about, Steiner.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to criticize Steve Kerr about. There's been four games in this series. He's used three different starting lineups.
And played 11 guys yesterday to Udoka's eight.
And he's been, yeah, and I look, Steve Kerr may be a better coach than Udoka, but Udoka can't use his personnel like Curry, like Steve Kerr uses his personnel.
Mm.
He just can't. And the Warriors have different kinds of players who do different things. And he was, you know, he was seeing stuff that I'm not sure. I don't know what he sees when he sees certain matchups, but whatever he sees, he responds to, and it's working out pretty well. The other thing I was, you know, and I've been saying this all year, that's, you know, these playoffs are why you can't give up on Buddy Hield. You can't. You got to give him a shot every game to make a bunch of shots. And the reason this series is 3-1 is a lot of Buddy Hield. If Buddy Hield doesn't play like he played in the last two games, I think we're going back to Houston 2-2.
I'm not mad at you.
And that's always what I think when I see a Buddy Hield or a Moody or a Payton. Can they help you win some playoff games?
And I think we're getting that answer.
You know, Buddy Hield absolutely has been a factor in not just games, but wins. And that's big for the Golden State Warriors.
And look at his career. Look at his logs, Donnie. This is, I believe, the best success. I know he won a game for Philly last year, but this is the best success I think he's had. He's bought in. And it's Buddy Hield, it's Steph, and, you know, his back and forth that's taking off right now like his own show with him and Jimmy. But it's respect, man, and he's bought all the way in. And you know I'm a sports romantic, so I got to share this because I always act like I know what's going on. But, Steiny, this was the second game in a row when the buzzer went off. Dre and Steph had an embrace. And you could be like, yeah, two teammates, been there, done that, just a regular hug. But, Steiny, I just feel like it's more than that. They know they got action at something.
It's funny how you know what I saw?
Tell me.
After the game?
Yeah.
You know what my first thought was, Evan, before I get out? Huh. Can't remember the Warriors celebrating like that after a game three win.
Well, game four.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean their third win in a series.
Oh, okay, gotcha.